There are a ton of podcasts available from experts in the country music industry. They are dialed in and connected. This ain't one of those podcasts. It's the Nashville Outsiders Podcast with Tony Michaels and Josie Cooper.
Welcome to the Nashville Outsiders Podcast from your friends at Today's Best Country, KSU 105.7.
You know, we've been kind of mulling around the title that we want to do here. Now, I have a feeling this is from your noodle. This is your idea. Outsiders, I have a feeling that it references one of your favorite movies.
Outsiders.
And I think that, Pony Boy, and I think that you and I have always been a little bit of an outsider, don't you think? Just a tad, like, not as cool as Eric Church, but not really popular like Carrie Underwood.
I think some of the best conversations, if you go to a high school, would not be like the popular kids.
Yeah, that's boring.
It would be like the outsiders that maybe talk about better topics like music.
Ooh.
That's ideally what we want to do on this podcast. Now, originally, the first working title of this podcast was Country Music DJs Talk About Country Music.
And with like all those letters and words, we thought that might be a little too much.
So we're going to call this the Nashville Outsiders Podcast. And if we could start off, one of the topics to talk about is someone who's perceived as a Nashville outsider.
Can I call you Pony Boy? You call me Soda Pop during
that?
That'd
be great.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Soda Pop. Oh, by the way, Tony Michaels, Josie Cooper. But for this, maybe Soda Pop.
Yeah, and Pony Boy. Yeah, it's good.
I like that.
Okay.
So one of the outsiders in country music, Sam Hunt, just released a brand new single. And we talked about this on our Friday Night Spotlight show about a couple of months ago. What do you think he's been doing? I said, oh, I think he's in the basement. And then someday he's just going to surprise us with new music. That's exactly what he did.
Oh, my gosh. You were way ahead of your time. Now you're like, what's he doing? I'm like, well, he's probably his wife, you know, because they got married a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. Really happy. Had that album about her. What was it called again?
Montevideo.
Yeah. Montevideo. And she didn't really like all the attention. So maybe she's not going to go to the next award show because he sang a song to her. And she's like, back away from me. But I have been kind of complaining for like 6 months. I'm like, get in a fight, do something, because he says that he's inspired to write when times are harder or bad.
Yes.
So I'm like, oh, good for you being happy. But no, apparently they've had a few scuffles, and this is a good new song from him.
Ken Folks, we just released it to the radio public, and I think Sam Hunt's one of those individuals where I think if you break down like the stereotypes of what country is, you just look at the music, I think it's different, it's unique, and you know it's Sam Hunt.
I'll never forget the first time that you told me to put in a Sam Hunt song, because we do a lot of new artists for Friday Night Spotlight, but I'll never forget it. You said, how was it? And I go, he talked. And you
That's
were like,
right.
What? I'm like, yeah, he kind of talk rapped. And you're like, what? It was the first time we'd ever heard it in country music.
And then you've heard some other people like Jason Aldean kind of take that and run
Thomas
with
Rhett.
It. Thomas Rhett's really good at talking.
Yes, yes. So it was just new ground that he broke, which was really inspiring. So, I mean, country music always developing, just like every single genre. But
now, do you think people in the industry in Nashville, how do they perceive Sam Hunt?
Ooh, I don't know. Maybe pretty boy?
He's kind of a pretty boy.
He wears his hats and not super country, a little more cutting edge, I think. So I don't know. I think the hat's really kind of screwing him up maybe a little bit.
Okay, this will segue nicely into our next topic. I have broken down country music. I've been in the industry for about 25 years. And I think I used to always say there's four kinds of categories. I'm adding a fifth category.
Ooh.
During this breaking news podcast of Nashville Outsiders.
Correct.
Okay, so first there is the Sam Hunt pop country.
Okay.
We're going to call that pop country.
Oh, he's different from bro country.
Correct, in my mind.
Okay.
This is my list.
Okay.
Dan and Shay would be under this umbrella as well.
Yeah, definitely.
And really buoyed by the fact that he has Justin Bieber, that they have Justin Bieber.
Yeah. I was also going to say that Dan and Shay, they're kind of kissy-uppy country, though.
Okay, you know where I'm going next. So there's pop country. There's suck up to your lady country.
Yeah, they definitely are.
Although, it's weird. There's not suck up to your man country.
Yeah, it's true. You guys just get killed off in songs, you know?
That's right. And then we have the bro country, which you referred to already.
Florida Georgia Line, yeah.
Traditional country, the people waving that banner right now.
John
Midland
Party.
Would be in there. John Party.
Okay.
A little steel guitar.
Mm-hmm.
So that's traditional. And then I'm adding the fifth one, and this is going to be the wild card country.
Oh, wild card country.
And in this category, I have the Zac Brown Band.
They were totally country, and now they're just kind of going off the wall. But I kind of like it. It's like psychedelic.
Yeah, you don't know what you're getting with the Zac Brown Band.
Not with this album. No. It's called The Owl.
And you'll be hooting with curiosity.
Don't cheese it up. Don't do
it's
it.
Too late.
Oh, no.
Eric Church, I mean, he's a guy that can play in front of, like, Metallica, which he's done before.
Yeah.
And he's his own individual. And I don't see him really crossing over to pop, but I don't see him as, like, waving the flag for country music either. He's kind of his own dude.
Yeah, he definitely is, but definitely more country than rock, though, I think.
And then Ingrid Andress.
Aww.
And I think, I don't know what people know what to think about Ingrid. I think she's so different.
Hers is like honest country. I feel like we've all kind of had her story, which is nice because you can relate to every one of her songs.
Yes.
You know, so it's really honest, real life songs, okay. I think.
And the Josie Cooper thought process. Now, you've given this a lot of thought.
Not really.
You want to add honest category of country music. Is there one we're missing?
It's not traditional, but it's kind of expected. Beer, tractors, friends, girls.
That's not bro country.
Well, that could be.
Okay, yeah, so my five categories, that's good.
They're pretty like good. That. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they're not bad.
Now, I want to talk about something, and I don't know how to do it.
Oh, no.
That's why I invited you in.
We need to talk about the birds and bees again.
Kinda.
Awkward.
So the big narrative in Nashville over the last 5 years is, hey, we're looking at the charts. We don't see many female names on the charts.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I think this is something that's kind of always been happening. I mean, like when you talk to Martina or Reba or any of them, I mean, it happened in the 90s too. You know what I mean?
See, I think 90s, I think powerful names like
early
Faith,
2000s,
Shania, Martina, like you mentioned,
yeah,
Dixie Chicks, Shadaisy. It seemed like
Shadaisy, really?
Yes, Shadaisy.
Okay.
Sticking with that.
It's still always kind of like a handful, maybe two handfuls in every decade. It seems like,
but it seems like the names are less and less with every passing year. Even though I think there's been more females signed to record labels, that there's so many, a lot more record labels now.
That's true.
Don't seem to be breaking through as much.
I don't know. And you would think that they would because there's so many dudes that are kind of the same.
Correct.
So I'm not really sure how you're going to be able to do that.
This awkward pause is brought to you by country radio program directors that don't know what to do.
Well, okay. So when you went down to, is it CRS?
Yes.
Okay. In Nashville. Ooh, speaking of Nashville outsiders, did you see a lot of ladies in the bar? Did you see them when you were at the conventions, all that good stuff? Were there a lot of ladies there, or is it still just dudes?
Honestly, a lot of the showcases I went to were dudes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so apparently it's not that they're getting signed to a lot of labels. They're just kind of being hidden.
That could be.
Yeah, which is unfortunate. There are so many powerful ladies, like you said, Ingrid Andress.
Mm-hmm.
Who else do we have? Oh, Kelsey Ballerini's kind of making me think.
Kelsey Ballerini is Maren Morris, but I think she's one where I think a lot of people don't see her future in country. They see it more in pop.
She's going pop. Yeah. Now,
and maybe Kelsey Ballerini the same way.
I'm really sad about Lauren Elena.
What happened to Lauren Elena?
Well, nothing, but I felt like she and Kelsey Ballerini were kind of on the same level. And then Kelsey just blew up and Lauren was just kind of in the dust.
No, Lauren's huge now because she's on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, see, I don't watch that, so okay. I didn't know that. Hopefully that'll help her career.
Can't hurt.
We'll see. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So if you can reach out to us, you can text us anytime, 712-274-1057. If you're listening to this podcast, let's say you're in Nashville, maybe you're a Nashville insider and can provide some context to this discussion.
To us outsiders.
712-274-1057. All right, we'd like to discuss two more things with this Nashville Outsiders.
You really
podcast.
Have like a, you know, like a schedule, a
I
bracket
do.
Of what
yeah.
you want to discover. So I just got the info.
I gave it to you 7 minutes before recording this. Okay, best under the radar talent in country music.
Oh, well, I was going to say, you know that my heart always goes to Russell Dickerson, but he's getting love now.
He's getting a little bit of love.
Getting some love. I'm excited for him. He was out on tour with what? Thomas Rhett? I mean, that's pretty huge.
That helps.
Yeah. Yeah, that helps a lot. So mine was always Russell Dickerson. Who are yours? Well, I'm thinking.
For me, I think the breath of fresh air over the last probably 18 months. I'm always a big fan of songwriters that have broken through as artists. And for me, Hardy is amazing. That mixtape is totally legit. And I like it when you have someone that has so much prowess as a songwriter, and then they transition that into that as a lead singer. And I would put all my chips in on Hardy.
Does he have somebody on every one of his songs on the mixtape?
He does.
And it's not just like some, you know...
It's like Keith Urban.
Joe Schmo, yeah.
Huge names.
It's Keith Urban, it's Thomas Rhett, and I love how he made all of them into caricatures.
It's pretty good.
It's so great. I mean, the artistic stuff that they have going on with that, it's fantastic as the cover. So, okay, so what about like Jordan Davis?
Jordan Davis was one we saw in concert, and I thought he was a real deal. And he has not received the kind of accolades that I think he should.
Not at all.
Although he might be transitioning more to that wild card country, because in that concert it almost seemed bluesy in nature.
Oh, my gosh. It was total blues. And I'm not a big fan of bluesy, but he kept me captivated the entire time. Now, on the same hand, he is getting some love with Slow Dance in a Parking Lot. So I'm glad to see that. He's been on some of the morning talk shows and things. So his name's getting out there a little more. But yeah, I don't think he's going to be like the A-plus ever like we'd want him to be.
Okay, so now we get the magic wand out.
Oh.
Nashville Outsiders, we have a nice budget for this podcast. And we've secured a magic wand. So I'm going to give you a magic wand.
Okay.
And maybe something you wish would happen in the country music format, country music industry, that's not happening now.
Oh my gosh, I don't know how to answer these things. Okay, something that hasn't happened. Holy cow, give me yours.
For me, I would like to see a more diverse and eclectic sound of country music. I think we reached the point where, although I have a huge passion for pickup trucks, I like the ones with the true, honest storytelling, like you referred earlier in this podcast. Folks like Ingrid Andress, like Hardy, the ones that just seem to tell the story and the fabric of our life.
But I think that that's different because your fabric's different than my fabric. So,
definitely,
like the trucks and the tractors and the beer.
So that's it for you.
You're right. That's the honest for me. And the Ingrid might be honest for you, but it is for me too. So
because I get dumped all the time.
Right.
And that song, More Hearts Than Mine,
exactly,
is totally high school Tony.
So you think that there's a saturation that we've hit that? I don't think so.
I think you're starting to get more diversified sounds and maybe embraced by country. In a lot of cases, not embraced by country.
Well, I think that's where you get your wild cards, like the Zac Brown Band.
That's why I think there'll be more filling up that wild card. And for me, I just like the creative spirit of that. Because you look back in the late 80s, someone that really broke the mold for what was country was Garth Brooks, and now considered traditional, but he was definitely a wild card at that time.
Correct. Yeah, definitely.
That's deep right there.
It is very deep. I don't know how I'm going to go up against that. Oh my gosh, something that I want to see. I want to see Garth Brooks in Sioux City. I don't know. If I have my magic wand, that's what I'm going to do. I'm just saying. Okay, our 30th anniversary next year, that's what it's going to be. Boom. Twinkle, twinkle dust.
Garth Brooks
there it is.
Reincarnating Chris Gaines.
No.
It's the 20th anniversary of that this year.
Oh, yeah. So they did a big piece on that.
It was also a wild card.
Yeah, and they were like, so is Chris going to be making a 20-year tour? He's like, I don't think so.
No, not happening. No.
So that's what I do with my wand. I'm sorry.
Well, this was fun. Nashville Outsiders.
It was fun.
This is our first podcast.
Okay, how often are we going to be doing this?
Whenever we're creatively inspired.
Whenever you bring a paper in and say, hey, let's talk about this.
Anything on a bar napkin. So schedule
it
now.
That was fun.
July of 2022.
Oh, my.
The next edition.
Taking some time off.
Nashville Outsiders.
Okay, no, it'll be before then.
It's good. I like it.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll do it again.
Thanks for listening the whole way through to the Nashville Outsiders podcast. Wow, you made it. Congrats. Talk about impressive. You deserve a prize. Text Goofballs to 712-274-1057 to be registered for an awesome prize to be given away November 1st at 12 noon on today's best country, KSU 105.7.